Maybe I surprised you, I read the shorter form of the gospel. The longer form is a very long story of the presentation. I read the shorter form because it concludes with that summary of Jesus' life in Galilee. He went home to Galilee, to their town of Nazareth, and that's where he grew. He became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Just 3 weeks ago, that was December 6th, second Sunday of Advent, I read from this pulpit a pastoral letter from our bishop, Bishop Mercado, in which he launched the diocese's celebration of the 500th anniversary of Christianity here in the Philippines. And the bishop told us that the church in the Philippines is celebrating this year as a year of mission, with the theme, Gifted to Give, and the Diocese of Parañaque's theme for this year is, It Is I, Do Not Be Afraid. You can see this on this big poster here in the sanctuary. There's the image of the first baptism in the Philippines, and then Gifted to Give, 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines, and then this year, 2021, year of mission, It Is I, Do Not Be Afraid. So that was all introduced 3 weeks ago. Just 2 days later, on December 8th, Pope Francis took everyone by surprise by announcing the start of a special Year of St. Joseph. You heard of the Year of St. Joseph? It started on December 8th. So we have this double blessing going on now. We have the Year of Mission and the Year of St. Joseph, and Bishop Mercado has therefore issued another pastoral letter for us to inaugurate this year of St. Joseph, and I'm going to read this letter in a moment. But since today is the Feast of the Holy Family, I want to introduce this letter by making a brief reflection on St. Joseph and his role in the Holy Family. To do this, you could just recall the life of Jesus, whose birthday we are celebrating. Jesus lived on this earth for about 33 years. And he began his public ministry when he was about 30 years old. So we know his public life is about 3 years, which means the other 30 years he spent in obscurity. 30 years dwelling in the province, you could say, in Nazareth, remote place, with his parents, with Joseph and Mary, working with Joseph as a carpenter, living what looked like ordinary family life. That God decided to become a member of a human family, and that God decided to live for so long at home with his family, tells us something extraordinary about the family, about ordinary family. It is holy. Family life is holy. It's a hidden treasure. It's a secret. It's a sacred space for the life of all the family members. This doesn't mean our families are perfect, of course, and we know the many trials that families pass through, especially nowadays. But it does tell us that in God's eyes, family life is of central importance. When God became flesh, he didn't have to do it in a human family, but he did. And he spent 30 years there. Now, Joseph was given the task of guarding this treasure, the family of the Savior. He was given the task of guarding his wife and her son, his foster son, guarding Jesus and Mary. And he spent the rest of his life doing just this, protecting and leading and providing for the family. Nobody noticed it. That's what fathers do. Nobody thought he was special or holy. Nobody gave him any special honor. There's no mention of Joseph in any documents other than in the Gospels. But Joseph completed this service of God and service of his family with such extraordinary faithfulness and extraordinary holiness that we can turn to him now, this very same man, Saint Joseph, and ask him to use this same gift for our sake. He is right now from heaven working with the same dedication and the same holiness for us, for the church. And we can entrust our families, our parish, the whole church, and all our personal intentions to him. So that's why it's a special gift that Pope Francis has chosen to highlight this holy man, Joseph, in this year 2021. And this is why Bishop Mercado has issued this pastoral letter, which I want to read. It's not very long, just has three sections. So pastoral letter, this is from Bishop Mercado. A blessed Christmas to all. Last December 8th, on the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, declared a year of Saint Joseph through an apostolic letter entitled Patris Cordae, Latin for with a father's heart, Patris Cordae, as a commemoration of the 150th anniversary of the proclamation of Saint Joseph as patron of the Universal Church. This special year extends until the celebration of the same solemnity, that is December 8th in 2021. So exactly 1 year, December 8th, 2020 to December 8th, 2021. Pope Francis mentions three aims in his apostolic letter on Saint Joseph, Patris Cordae, and these are, first, to increase our love for this great saint, second, to encourage us to implore his intercession, and third, to imitate his virtues and his zeal. In other words, our Holy Father intends to lead us, one, to a deeper devotion to Saint Joseph, two, to a more frequent seeking of his intercession, and three, to a course of action under his inspiration. With these, therefore, I present here some initial steps of our diocese toward these objectives of our Holy Father. So these are the three sections, no? A devotion, intercession, and then concrete action. Okay, number one, deeper devotion. I request all the parishes in our diocese through this letter to have an image of Saint Joseph placed inside their church and chapels where everyone who enters can be helped to pray and meditate through the sign of his person. Let every parish with its various commissions and groups ponder the virtues of Saint Joseph, which Pope Francis has profoundly presented in his apostolic letter, Patris Cordae. Of course, we're in a temporary situation here, but there is an image of St. Joseph there at the Belen. Maybe when the main church is, when the construction is done, there will be also an image of St. Joseph, at least for this year. Reflect on the tender love of St. Joseph to Jesus, his fiat, or his obedience to God in every circumstance, his unconditional acceptance of Mary, his courage in the face of uncertainties, his dignity in his work, and his humility in his role as a father to Jesus. These are all summaries of paragraphs from the Pope's letter. Knowing St. Joseph more and his service to the whole of God's plan of salvation will definitely lead us to admire and love him deeply. Number two, frequent intercession. Throughout the years, the Church has sought the intercession of St. Joseph. No wonder that 150 years ago, Blessed Pope Pius IX declared him patron of the Catholic Church. In our diocese, we are blessed to have three parishes dedicated to St. Joseph. We have the St. Joseph Parish, famously known as the Bamboo Organ Church. You know that one. Everyone knows the Bamboo Organ Church. We have the St. Joseph Parish in Tambo, Parañaque, and the St. Joseph the Worker Parish in Mariposa, here in Las Pinas. That's the closest to us. And Mariposa is just over there. Which direction that way? In this special year, I declare these parishes to be pilgrim churches in order to encourage you, our dear faithful, to go to St. Joseph to guide and accompany you in your desire to live a holy life. Let me also establish, through this letter, a day of novena to St. Joseph, which will be prayed every Thursday of the week. So this is the bishop's request that every Thursday we pray the novena to St. Joseph. Together as a church, let us plead for the continuous intercession to us of St. Joseph, patron of workers, patron of a happy death, the guardian of the church, and protector of the unfortunate, the needy, exiles, the afflicted, the poor, and the dying. Number three, call for action. Lastly, the purpose of this special year would be greatly incomplete if St. Joseph were only to remain a part of our devotion and on the list of our intercessors. Pope Francis has a more concrete vision. He calls us to imitate the creative courage of St. Joseph, as shown in how he advocated for his family, the Holy Family, through times of crisis and difficulty. St. Joseph was never passively resigning, but courageously and firmly proactive. Let this be our same inspiration as we journey on the year of mission for our Philippine church. Our diocesan theme, from the words of Jesus, "It is I, do not be afraid." That's up there on the poster in big letters. Our diocesan theme, "It is I, do not be afraid," echoes the words of God to St. Joseph in his dream, "Son of David, do not be afraid." Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Let us take courage. Let us be creative in doing our mission. God is with us. St. Joseph, pray for us. Signed, Bishop Jesse E. Mercado, D.D., Bishop of Parañaque, on this day, 27th of December 2020, the Feast of the Holy Family.